We now welcome you to the Gateway Community Outreach Academy's Student Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the October 2019 edition of Student Talk Radio, featuring students and staff from COA Elementary School. I'm Mr. Strau. Today, I have six students and two staff members ready to share information with you about school life here at COA. We usually start with the current month's character education trait that we learned from our character education leader, Mr. Tony. Here's sixth grader Evelina to tell you all about it.
Hi, this is Evelina to remind you about this month's character trait of self-control. Self-control means you can control your emotions and you don't react to something without thinking. Sometimes you have to stop, think, ask yourself, what could happen if I respond this way? And is that what I want to happen? Never do something permanently foolish because you're temporarily upset. Control yourself so that you others don't have to. Show your ego pride and show your teachers you know all about self-control. Just like our hero of the month, Mahatma Gandhi. His ability to control his emotions while peacefully protesting the injustice being done to his people and remain in control of his beliefs is what helped him become one of the most famous people in the world and help make things change. So show your teachers that you know all about self-control and how it fits into our school Esslers, and maybe you will be chosen as the next Character Award winner.
Thanks, Evelina. Every week, we talk about our school's expected school-wide learning results,
or Esslers,
in the morning message, and also at each of our character education assemblies. Here's fourth grader David to tell you all about them.
Hi, I'm David from Miss Riley's class to tell you all about our school Esslers. At COA, the C stands for creating a collaborative and cooperative community. The O stands for being an outstanding learner and citizen. And the A stands for achieving academic excellence.
Thanks, David. Our character education leader, Mr. Tony, and I talk more about these every month this school year in our character education assemblies. And this year, to win one of our character awards, students need to show their teachers that they not only know all about the character education trait, but also how it fits into our Esslers. But as Mr. Tony always says,
what I say is what I see, and what I see is what I say.
Next up is fourth grader Sabina to tell you all about our school spirit days.
Hello, this is Sabina from Miss Dean's class. Today, I'd like to talk about all the fun school spirit days we have here at COA. Once a month, we get to participate in fun school spirit days. For example, back in August, it was Wear School Colors Day, where we get to dress up in blue and white. In September, it was Class College Day, a day we got to wear something related to the college our class represents on campus. This month was Dressed Like a Farmer Day, where we dressed up like farmers to celebrate harvest time. We have many more coming up each month this school year. Here's what I think is fun about the school spirit days. When we get to have spirit days, we get to show off our eagle pride. This lets us show our spirits to others around the school campus. This is Sabina from COA. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Sabina. Now, here's fourth grader Eva to tell you all about what makes a good friend to her and why. Eva?
Hello, this is Eva from Mrs. Riley's class. Today, I'd like to be talking about what makes a good friend and why. What makes a good friend is a friend that hugs because when you're sad, she or he will make you feel better. Also, a kind friend because when you need encouraging words or someone else, you can encourage them or they can to you. I have many friends at school, including Ilona, Abby, Catherine, Elijah, Izakiah, Sophia, and Martin. The main reasons these people are my friend because we play games, we talk and listen to each other. Also, we have fun eating lunch and planning things. This is Eva from COA. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, Eva. Next, we have Valerie to tell you all about our trimester awards that are coming up in November.
Hello, this is Valerie. Today, I would like to talk about the trimester awards that are available to all students here at COA. Every trimester, each student at COA has an opportunity to win the Most Improved Award. This award is given out to students who show the most improvement in their benchmark test scores from their previous benchmark test scores. If we really try our hardest, we learn what we're supposed to, we all have a chance to win this award at the trimester assemblies. We receive a certificate and a small prize from our principal, Ms. Conchar. The next award we can win at the trimester assemblies is Honor Roll. To win the Honor Roll Award, we have to get all 4s and 5s on a report card and avoid getting any 3s. That means we really have to pay attention in class, complete all our homework on time, and study for all tests in class. It's not always easy to win, but if we use some of our character traits of hard work, we can do it. If we do win, we receive a certificate and a prize from our teachers and Ms. Gonchar. One of the big awards we can win is Principal's List Award. This one is definitely not easy to win, but when you do, it's quite an achievement. To win the Principal's List Award, you need to have all 5s on your report card. It takes a lot of practice, study, and hard work, but it's worth it if you win. Ms. Contrar gives you a certificate and a prize. All of those awards are available every trimester of the school year. But one award that's only given out at the end of the school year is Superintendent's Award. The only way to win the Superintendent's Award is to win the Principal's List Award all 3 trimesters. It's definitely an award that takes a lot of work, study, and practice. But when you win it, the GCC Superintendent, Dr. Peterson, comes to the school and awards you herself. Well, those are the main awards that we can win each trimester at COA. This is Valerie, and I thank you for listening.
Thanks, Valerie. We also want to remind parents and students about our MathWiz Trophy Contest.
The first trimester MathWiz Contest is underway here at COA. This is your chance to win the MathWiz Trophy to display in your class and possibly win a prize at the end of the trimester. This trimester we'll do things a bit differently since Krispy Kreme Donuts can no longer be our sponsor. But I am looking for some other type of prize for our trophy winners. This trimester, each month at our character education assemblies, I'll award one class from each grade level that has the most minutes and the most improvement points the MathWiz Trophy. To win the trophy, your class has to have a minimum of 30 average usage minutes for the month. If there isn't 30 class minutes, you won't be considered to win the trophy. Just remember, if everyone does 15 to 20 minutes of MathWiz every day, Monday through Friday, your class will meet and even exceed the minimum requirement. The next trophies will be awarded for October on Friday, November 1st. Good luck, everyone! Our MathWiz program really helps our students with improving their skills in many different areas. All we ask is that they try to complete 15 to 20 minutes of MathWiz every school day, either here at school or at home, to help them improve their math skills. Next up is a new feature on our Student Talk Radio program. We call it Book Talk. Over the course of the school year, you'll hear from several of Mrs. Lawkins' reading students as they report on books that they've read in her class. Our first report is from third grader Jonathan.
Hello, my name is Johnny from Mrs. Ivanov's class in third grade. Today's Book Talk is about the book titled The Day the Crayons Quit. The author is Drew Daywall and illustrator is Oliver Jeffers. The book is about a bunch of crayons that are not happy with how they are being used by a boy named Duncan. Each crayon writes a letter to Duncan expressing their feelings in hilarious ways. My favorite part is when yellow and orange crayon were fighting over who should be the color of the sun in Duncan's coloring books. They were so funny. I think everyone should read this book because it will make them laugh out loud. Each crayon has something very creative to say, and I think you will be entertained. Other books by this author and illustrator, The Crayons Book of Colors, The Next Day of the Crayons Came Home, and The Crayons Christmas. If you would like to laugh and be entertained, you will love this book.
Thanks, Jonathan. Sure sounds like a fun book. Finally, I'd like to feature some of our teachers at COA who will share with you all the great things going on daily in their classrooms. Let's start with first grade teacher Mrs. Ecker as she talks about the first grade.
First of all, first grade rocks. We have 8 incredible teachers in our first grade department, and every single one contributes something that strengthens us as a team. The strategies we use to teach our students include guided language acquisition strategies that help teach science and social studies in our multicultural community. We have fun when we learn. We motivate using whole brain teaching for movement, and our smart board gives us access to virtual field trips around the world. I love this school and all the programs it offers our students. I would highly recommend Community Outreach Academy to all parents looking for a welcoming, supportive, and encouraging learning environment that showcases student potential. We have a motto at COA: whatever it takes, our kids are worth it.
Thanks, Mrs. Ecker. Next is ESL lead teacher Mr. Beck to tell you all about our ESL program here at COA.
Hello, my name is Mr. Beck, and I'm an ELD teacher at Community Outreach Academy. And I would like to tell you that we have a really wonderful team of ELD teachers. Our teachers serve students in kindergarten and all the way through sixth grade. We determine ELD eligibility of students according to the results of CELT-testing, which stands for California English Language Development Test. And we conduct this testing in the beginning of the school year. Every student that falls into the levels of 0 and 1 is eligible to receive ELD services. In our classrooms, we use National Geographic curriculum. It has its online component that we can use in our classroom, but the students can use it at home as well. Our lessons last 45 minutes, and we have them Mondays through Thursdays. We'd like to thank you for letting us serve your children.
Thanks, Mr. Beck. We also want to remind everyone that our school collects and turns in box tops for education to earn free money for our school. Here's fifth grader Erica to tell you more about it.
Hi, this is Erica from Ms. Coach Douglas' class, and I just want to remind everyone to keep bringing in those box tops. The box tops help us pay for our field day activities at the end of the school year, as well as other fun things here at school. You can find them on all kind of products that your parents buy from the store. Each one is worth at least 10 cents for our school, sometimes more. Just cut them out and bring them to our teacher at the front desk of your site. For every 25 box tops you turn in, you get a lollipop too. The more bring in through the year, the more money our school gets for fun activities, so keep bringing them in.
Thanks, Erica. We're also getting close to the end of our KCRE3 Kids Can Food Drive. If you can, bring in canned or non-perishable food items to the school's collection boxes by November 8th. If we all come together, we can help end child hunger in our area. Thanks for your help. Well, that wraps up the October 2019 COA Student Talk Radio segment here at the elementary school. I'd like to thank all of our great COA students and staff for their time and willingness to share with us today. And if you'd like to learn or see more of some of the great things we do here at COA Elementary, we have several ways you can do it. You can visit our website at outreachacademy.org or follow us on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just search for COA Elementary. And if you haven't already, download our free smartphone app that's available for Android and Apple. Just search your app store for COA Elementary. I hope you enjoyed this edition of COA Student Talk Radio. I'm Mr. Strau, and we'll see you all next month.